is something about gazing at a body of water that is very attractive to many species. Humans can definitely be included in that group. Today, Jane Andrews takes a look at breaking the surface. This is A Walk in the Park.
On the lake where I live, there are two worlds that converge on a surface held in place by gravity. There is the world just below the surface of the water and the world just above it. Right now, there are a lot of dragonflies. Resembling old biplanes and helicopters, dragonflies master the art of skillful flight better than they appear, all while blending in with transparent wings. Each species resembles an early advancement in aerial design, often in pursuit of one another, and sometimes tandem flying. Dragonflies feed on small insects that may come to rest on the surface of the lake between the underwater world and the world above it. That is where all the action takes place. Insects that rest on the lake are not just prime targets for dragonflies. They are often scooped up by aerial maneuvers of swifts. That is, if the fish in the lake don't flip out of the water and grab the insects first. It's a lesson in nature's pecking order as I witness an osprey hovering in midair before diving in for a targeted fish. Each species cannot exist on the other side of that water surface. The insects and birds cannot breathe underwater, and the fish cannot breathe in open air. Each momentarily leaps into the other world, just long enough to grab its food and then return to its natural environment to continue breathing. In other words, a fish leaping out of the water is the same as my dog jumping in, both having the instinct in search for food in the other element. Yes, my dog would come up with a fish if she could, but treats tossed in will do for now. She does like to wade at the edge without moving to try to catch an unsuspecting fish swimming at her feet. The surface of a body of water is a fascinating thing, just to see how many species are dependent on that crossover. Gazing out at the water, it's always active no matter how still the water is. As calming and comforting it makes us feel, the activity both below and above is a universe all its own.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.